Welcome to Image and Focus Podcast, helping believers gain confidence and time to lose weight, restore their image, and live healthy and abundant lives. Contact Natalie at natalie.imageandfocus@gmail.com. Now here's your host, Natalie Rose. Welcome to another episode of Image and Focus Podcast. Hi, I'm Natalie, your host. In this week's episode, we'll discuss not being in a rush on your weight loss journey. Proverbs 13:11 states, "Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow." I know you're probably wondering, Natalie, what does this particular scripture have to do with weight loss? It's clearly talking about money. But the principles are the same. The weight loss industry has convinced you that you can lose weight over a short period of time with the most pounds lost without exercising or changing your eating habits or even your mindset. This is weight loss ill-gotten or gotten dishonestly because it doesn't cost you anything. The definition of ill-gotten means acquired by illicit or improper means. You have become accustomed to this pattern of rapid weight loss over a short period of time without any cost to you. This is neither healthy nor sustainable. It's ill-gotten or gotten dishonestly, so it dwindles away, and before you know it, you have gained back all the weight you lost and more. You must stop conforming to the pattern of this world as a believer on your weight loss journey. You must realize that nothing that is obtained hastily will last, including your weight loss. The reason why weight loss doesn't last is because you haven't gone through the purification process to remove the unhealthy habits, thoughts, mindset, and image issues, as well as life habits that causes weight gain. You hold on to them instead of releasing them. You haven't gone through the mindset shift or developed the process of creating healthy habits and strategies that leads to lasting weight loss. In my signature weight loss program, I provide just that. I provide you with the skills set to renew your mind and your mindset and so that you see yourself differently, as well as help you to develop healthy habits that leads to lasting weight loss. If you're interested to learning more about my signature program, click the link in the description box of this episode. When you're in a rush for weight loss results and only focus on losing weight and not developing a new mindset or developing healthy lifestyle habits that leads to a lasting weight loss, your weight loss will always be fleeting. It's like expecting a baby to be fully developed at 12 weeks. That baby is in grave danger of losing its life because it's not expected to be born at that time. But everybody expects a baby to be born or fully developed at 40 weeks, not 12 weeks. The same is true on your weight loss journey. When you expect weight loss results in a rush, in the improper time, then you are in grave danger of losing the weight you lost and gaining it all back and more. So don't rush the process you must go through to see the weight loss transformation you so desire. Like in Galatians 6:9, it states, "Don't get weary in doing good, for in the proper time you'll reap a harvest." Your proper time may be different from someone else's proper time, because proper time is relative to you and you alone. That is why you can't compare your weight loss journey to another, or I would even say comparing your past weight loss with your present weight loss journey, because you're coming into your present weight loss journey with new insight, new mindset, hopefully, and new strategies. So what worked in the past may not work now. So don't be in a rush to obtain ill-gotten weight loss, but take the proper time to go through your weight loss journey, making sure to renew your mind, renew your mindset, and develop healthy lifestyle habits that leads to lasting weight loss. I would like to come alongside you and pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness and your awesomeness and your mightiness, O Lord. You are so faithful, you are so awesome, you're so mighty, you're so powerful. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that your word can be applied to any situation and area of our life, especially our weight loss journey. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that with your word, we can see that if anything, as a believer, as your children, that we get hastily won't last, but anything that we one, seek you with during the process, as well as the one that where we steadily work at it with perseverance, that's what's going to last. That's what's going to endure. So I just pray, Father God, that my fellow brother and sisters in Christ that's listening will see that it's not good to be in a rush to lose the weight, because they haven't gone through the process that is required that cultivates a healthy and abundant lifestyle. So it would always, their weight loss will always be slipping through their hands. But help them to see that it's not a sprint, but a marathon. That what they so desire, the weight loss and the healthy lifestyle, the confidence, the confidence and the image that they see of themselves in the mirror as beautiful and magnificent, as the beautiful masterpiece you have created them to be, help them to see that that's going to take a while. That's going to have them go through a process of being purified and removing all the negative thoughts and a self-talk that they have about themselves. That means removing and being purified from the negative lies and doubt that they have obtained, because it's been decades and they've been trying to lose weight, and they may have experienced some type of trauma because of losing, constantly trying to lose the weight and then gaining it all back, and that they need to go through that process of releasing that. Or maybe it's just unforgiveness that they're holding on to towards themselves and others. Whatever it may be, that they will, I pray, Father God, that you would help them to take the time to go through the process, the purification process, so that this time around on their weight loss journey, they're able to see lasting weight loss results because they went through the process of renewing their mind, of really developing healthy lifestyle habits, and not just all about just losing the weight so they can look good in a dress or a bikini or for a girl or a guy, whatever the case may be. But they're doing it because they want to see, they want to glorify you, and they want to see themselves the way you see them, as a beautiful masterpiece. So I just thank you, Jesus, for them. I thank you, Lord God, for their weight loss journey. I thank you, Lord God, that you're with them on their weight loss journey. And I pray, Father God, that you'll continue to purify and remove and strip the lies and the doubts from them, and let them and grant them patience in the process, so that they are not in a rush to see the weight loss results, but They can be eager to see the weight loss results, but not in a rush to see it, so that they can have lasting weight loss and ultimately live a healthy and abundant life and confidently do what you have called them to do. So I just thank you, Jesus. I glorify your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. If you desire to lose weight, feel confident in your skin and your clothes, and have the energy to do what God has called you to do, then schedule a free consultation by clicking the link in the description box of this episode or DM me on Instagram @NatalieRose_NDTR. Thank you and God bless.